The following contest is a tag team attraction scheduled.
Live from New York City.
Excuse me.
Sirius XM Radio presents Busted Open.
If you're some man!
By the way, what you gonna do?
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Beat the man. Beat the man. Woo!
And now, Busted Open. Here are your hosts, Dave LaGreca and Pete Copeland.
Welcome to Busted Open.
Busted Open.
Okay, now before we get more into the TNA and the WWE news, Kevin Knight will be joining us after the break. Kevin Knight of IWF Pro Wrestling School in West Paterson, New Jersey. And I've talked about it. I've talked about it on the air. We had the Honky Tonk Man on a couple of months ago. Honky Tonk Man and Kevin Knight's doing a Honky Tonk dance. Honky Tonk Man said it's the greatest wrestling school in the country.
Busted Open.
We're back here on Busted Open. Dave LaGreca, Mike Riker. You know the song, Tears Are Falling. The intro theme to our next guest here from IWF Wrestling, Kevin Knight. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be here on Mad Dave Radio. Am I in the right studio? Because you're out of control today.
Well, we actually got phone calls, so it might be Mad Dave Radio. Because Mad Dog Radio, we wouldn't have no calls.
That's anyway, true. People listen to this show.
Yes, they do. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Kevin Knight.
I hope this isn't on in the lobby.
Kevin Knight knows good radio.
Absolutely.
And I love IWF. I go, and I'm not just, and you can say this for sure. Since June, I've been going to all your live events. You have live events every month, usually towards the end of the month. You have one coming up here on Saturday and Sunday. The school's in West Paterson, New Jersey. And, I mean, I'm telling you, if you want to see some really good wrestling, now I want to get into that because, you know, we're talking a little bit off the air about the WWE, but if you watch IWF wrestling, you could tell that these students are schooled the right way. You must be showing, like, old Mid-South wrestling or something like that.
Absolutely. The Independent Wrestling Federation, we began running shows back in March of 1998, and we opened up the IWF Wrestling School in December 1999. So this is indeed our 10th anniversary. And we wanted to take wrestling back to the way it should be done, which is the old-school style, mm-hmm. the simple style. You have good versus evil, and good usually wins. So we're more of a territorial organization as opposed to the major companies like WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, who travel around the country. We are in northern New Jersey. Present it back in the day like they did Mid-South Wrestling, Florida Championship Wrestling, Georgia Championship Wrestling, and the old National Wrestling Alliance, where we're not a TV wrestling company. We are a live event wrestling company, so we have to give fans in the northern New Jersey, New York City area a reason to keep coming back, like yourself, month after month to follow our wrestlers. Who is competing for the IWF Heavyweight Championship and the American Championship?
We talked about before the show about how your wrestling is more like the mid-80s, like Mid-South, and you actually show tapes, right, to the wrestlers that they're going to be the Mid-South, the Florida Championship Wrestling. What's their reaction to those type of wrestling?
That they actually wish that that's the way wrestling was done now, where at the wrestling school, in addition to training the students in the ring 3 days a week and doing our live events, we will do tape studies where we sit down and watch, you know, wrestling from different eras, whether it's Gorgeous George from the 1950s, Antonino Rocca, Bruno Sammartino, or you get into the different territories, whether it was San Francisco, Pat Patterson, you have Minneapolis with Vern Gagne, Texas All-Star Wrestling, Southwest Championship Wrestling, Joe Blanchard, where the students can see what it was like back in the day when the wrestlers would have to wrestle in front of the same fans, and that's not really something that I could take credit for. I know Dave earlier mentioned Honky Tonk Man. If it wasn't for the superstars and legends like the Honky Tonk Man, like WWE trainer who trains the wrestlers in Florida Championship Wrestling, Dr. Tom Pritchard, Hall of Famer Tito Santana, former WWE champion John Bradshaw Layfield, whose Layfield Energy is a sponsor of IWF Wrestling. We've had Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Ken Shamrock. These legends have hosted special seminars and clinics for our wrestlers. So they not only taught me how to wrestle. They taught me how to teach our guys, and the old school style, as we just talked about, is pretty much the way to go. So I learned from the best.
Now, your school has been around for 10 years.
10 years, that's correct.
So how did this start? Like, when did you decide, oh, I'm going to open up a wrestling school? Or how many wrestling schools are there around the country?
Good ones?
Good. Well, I know the
like
best
three.
I know the best ones in West Paterson, New Jersey.
That's correct.
But when? How did this start? How did this come about?
Well, I started wrestling back in 1996. I got my start, in radio. I went
really?
To William Patterson University.
Me too. I'm a graduate
Are
of William Patterson.
Are you serious?
Yeah, graduate of William Patterson University.
I was class of 96.
I was class of 95.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you did WPSC FM radio?
Yes, yes.
WPC TV?
Absolutely.
Doc Maltese?
Yes.
John Kiernan? Dan Cleary? John Rhodes?
Now, when I graduated, it was William Patterson College.
Yes.
Now it's William Patterson University. So, wow, this is crazy.
I went to William Patterson. I actually did the play-by-play sports announcing on the radio and the campus TV station with Kevin Burkhart, who is now on SNY with the New York
Mets.
Yes,
Kevin Burkhart, I know him well.
We graduated from the same class. We were Kevin Squared on the air. Kevin Knight, Kevin Burkhart. So anyway, while I worked at the radio station at William Patterson, I also worked for a radio station in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, 1500 AM WGHT. I was the morning show sidekick sports guy. When the local wrestling shows would come to town, they would give the radio station tickets to give away over the air. I would then go to the wrestling show, hop in the ring before the matches started, act like a lunatic, throw t-shirts and giveaways out to the crowd to hype them up before the matches started. And I always did a good job of riling up the audience and getting them ready. You know, just like you see the idiots at the local comedy club that go out from, you know, local radio to hype everybody up. That was my job. And I'd get to the back, and I got to meet all the wrestlers and the wrestling promoters. And I was, you know, since I'm like 6'4 and a half, I was always like a foot taller than all the other independent wrestlers. And they all thought I could talk and had a decent personality. They said, hey, did you ever think about giving wrestling a try? So that was 1996. Started wrestling for 3.5 years. The wrestling schools that I went to were completely inept. They had no idea how to teach wrestling, no idea how to teach you how to talk, no idea how to teach you about projecting a character and personality. So in December 99, I decided to open IWF Wrestling School, but I enlisted the help of many of the stars and legends that I met along the way when I first started wrestling to teach me how to run the school properly. And here we are, 13 years later after I first started wrestling.
And before we go to break, I want to ask you, I know you do some work with the WWE. I was at an event. I actually took my daughter to a SmackDown event in Uniondale, New York, the Nassau Coliseum. And you were like an ambulance employee.
Yes, I was.
You put Jeff Hardy on a stretcher.
Well, we're very lucky when the local WWE wrestling shows come to the Northeast. They usually call the qualified wrestling schools to send some of the top students and graduates and local wrestling stars to go to the TV tapings to serve as an extra if they need somebody for, let's say, Jack Swagger to go out and annihilate in 5 seconds, or they need somebody to be a druid or a police officer or security guard. So it was a couple months ago, they gave me a call, and I was a EMT, ambulance personnel technician, to bring Jeff Hardy to safety after he was viciously attacked by CM Punk at Nassau Coliseum. So far, 21 of our IWF Wrestling School graduates have gone on to get tryouts with WWE. So it's a good way to get a foot in the door. And we have one graduate. He wrestled for us. His name was Bone Crusher Fred Sampson. He started at IWF Wrestling School in 2002. And this past summer, he signed with the WWE, and he's training right now in Florida Championship Wrestling
in
Tampa. So,
all right, we got to take a break here, but after we come back, we're going to have more with Kevin Knight and your phone calls right here on Busted Open.
Busted Open.
Back here on Busted Open. Kevin Knight's our special guest.
Yes.
Into IWF Independent Wrestling Federation, West Paterson, New Jersey. Mike Riker has a question.
Before we get to the phone calls, you had a story about Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
I heard you mention that Jim the Anvil Neidhart was on TNA Wrestling last night, and I've told this story to some of our students. I was lucky enough, or unlucky enough, no, I'll say I was lucky enough to wrestle Jim the Anvil Neidhart not once, but twice in the same day, about 4 or 5 years ago at a wrestling show in Kearney, New Jersey. We had two shows. We had a 2 o'clock afternoon show, which is for a local Cub Scout or Boy Scout group. So it was a sold show. We just did it for them, 2 o'clock. Then 7:30 that night, we did a second show for the general public and any local fans that wanted to come to watch the live event. So I was in the main event on both shows against Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
We'll get you
I wrestled him. Main event of the first show. Everything went cool. He was a very good guy. The match was great. The fans hated me. They loved him. Fantastic. We did our job. We're on the break, getting ready for the second show. I go up to Jim the Anvil Neidhart in the locker room and say, you know, are you ready for our second match tonight? And he goes, who are you? This card took place at an Irish-American club in Kearny, New Jersey, and there was a bar in the lobby.
Oh, boy.
And Mr. Neidhart spent the break at the bar, and when the time came for the second show that night, he did not remember that he wrestled me earlier that afternoon. So I had to reintroduce myself to Mr. Neidhart.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, aren't you worried that he might do something in the ring that might, you know, cause damage?
Like breathe on you?
Well, Jim Neidhart couldn't move that well 15 years ago, and when he's had a few too many Diet Cokes, he wasn't moving very well that night anyway. But, hey, we made the best of it, and it was fun.
Hey, Kevin, you ready for some phone calls?
I am ready. Are you ready, Mad Dave? I love that nickname. This is Mad Dave Radio. All right, Mad Dave, what do you say?
Let's go to JJ in Florida. JJ.
It's AJ.
AJ, JJ, you know what? Upside down, it's all the same thing. AJ, what do you want to talk about?
It's okay. I'd like to ask Kevin if he thought that there would be any possible way somebody who's visually impaired could have some kind of career in professional wrestling. And I ask because I love professional wrestling and I am visually impaired.
Well, AJ, thanks for calling. And to answer your question, at IWF Wrestling School, believe it or not, we have a deaf student. His name is Hush Holiday. He graduated from IWF Wrestling School several months ago. He's actually on our website at WrestlingIWF.com. You can see the bios of all the wrestlers. He is hearing impaired. He lives in the Bronx. Twice a week, he takes three buses from the Bronx to get to our wrestling school. He goes to the gym. He works out. He's in shape. He works on his character. Makes no excuses. So it doesn't matter what handicap or what somebody's deficient in. If you want to succeed and you have the drive and the determination, you could do anything you want, whether you have hearing loss or vision loss or whatever. So there would be something you could do. Hey, maybe if it's not a career as a wrestler, maybe you could be an announcer or manager. Or referee.
Busted open.
Now, you have some colorful personalities on IWF. Did you develop those characters, or do you let them develop their own characters?
Everything is left up to each student and graduate based on how often and how often they attend class, how much work they put in. For the students that only attend class once a month, they don't have to worry about a character because they won't be performing in front of a live audience. The students that do come often, and even the graduates, this wrestling is not something where, okay, I've been doing it for 5 years, I know what I'm doing. No. Derek Jeter and the Yankees still take batting practice and infield practice before World Series games. It's something you have to do over and over and over and over again. What we want is the natural personality to come out of each performer, turn it up, go out and do your thing. Because there can only be one Dave LaGreca. There can only be one Kevin Knight. You can't try to be a second-rate copy of somebody else. I can't try to be a third-rate copy of these guys that I grew up trying to watch. You have to be your own character. Mm-hmm. So throughout the course of our practices and our live events, the students then develop their own ring persona, and it really has to be their real person.
When a student walks in, can you tell right away whether he has the it factor?
The it factor, yes.
Like when you saw me.
Man, Dave, yeah, he has it. He has it. Number one show on Sirius XM, right? This is it?
Absolutely.
Or is it the Cousin Brucey show? I get it's, confused. It's a number, ratings battle.
It's the number one wrestling show on Sirius.
I will say that in the God's honest truth, we've had 500 students walk through the doors in 10 years. And there's been one student that I allowed myself to say, he has it. And it was Bone Crusher Fred Sampson. I remember the day he walked in. It was September 8th, 2002. He said, this guy just has his act together. He was at every class. He was there early before every other student. And he stayed late after every other student. We'd be there till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning after class, watching tapes of his practices, watching tapes of his matches from, you know, when he first started wrestling. And then we'd watch the Mid-South tapes and the Florida tapes and the Texas tapes. And that's what it takes. I mean, if you want to succeed and be the best at your craft, you got to wake up before everybody else. You got to be there early. You got to stay late. And he was one out of 500 that you just walked in and said, you know, he's going to make it. And he did. His name is Darren Young. And if you go to FCWWrestling.com, which is the developmental training ground for WWE, his wrestling name there is Darren Young.
Busted Open.
Back here on Busted Open. We're here with Kevin Knight. Kevin, just throw out the website, throw out the school address, everything else.
It is WrestlingIWF.com. You could find out about IWF Wrestling School, our live events. We do kids' birthday parties. We have merchandise, DVDs, and more at WrestlingIWF.com. And you can find all our social pages on there, the Face Space and my book and Twitter and all that stuff.